In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today, a few days before Christmas, we again have Mass for our Purgatorial Society, and we pray for the souls of our dear departed friends and family members. Today I'll tell you a little bit how Spaniards spent Christmas in the 19th century, because one famous Spanish novelist named Pedro Antonio de Alarcón, who was born in 1833, once told what happened to him on one Christmas when he was 7 years old. His family had just finished the Angelus prayers of the evening when his father told him, a surprise, that he would not need to go to bed early. "You are a big boy now, and you ought to have supper with your parents and your older brothers. This is Christmas Eve." Little Pedro was so excited. He would never forget the delight with which he heard his father's words. He would not be going to bed until late. He felt little sorry for his younger brothers, who had to go to bed as usual, but Pedro was excited about his adventure and decided, a growing rider as he was, immediately to write about his first big night as his homework due to be delivered after Christmas break. Pedro had the time of his life listening to the music his family played, watching occasional snowflakes dropping from the sky, and he listened to the maidservant singing a jolly song. "Tonight is Christmas Eve, tomorrow is Christmas Day. Maria, fetch the jug of wine, let's be merry while we may." There was much talk of going to midnight mass, to the nativity play at dawn, to see the Bethlehem manger, which the boys had built in the tower. When the night went on, little Pedro heard what the Spaniards called las ánimas. That was a certain hour of the evening when the ringing of church bells admonished the faithful to pray for the souls in purgatory. Then suddenly, when the las ánimas had been rung, Pedro was struck by the melancholy, sad song his paternal grandmother started to sing. She sang, "Christmas comes, Christmas goes, but soon we all shall be of those who come back never." Pedro wrote later as an adult, "In spite of my tender age, this couplet chilled my heart, because now this little boy understood the inevitable faith of the three generations present. His grandparents, his parents, and his brothers were like a marching army whose vanguard was stepping into the grave, while the rear guard had not yet left the cradle. And these three generations represented a century, and that all past centuries had been alike, and theirs would disappear as they had gone, and so would the centuries unborn as well. It was truly the discovery that Christmas comes, Christmas goes." The tears gushed from the little boy's eyes. He was asked why he was crying, and as he did not know, or at least could not have defined the reason even to himself, the father concluded that he was just sleepy, and he was accordingly sent to bed. Dear children, this ringing of las ánimas and this sad song, "Christmas comes, Christmas goes," left a very deep memory into little boy's mind, which he remembered even decades later. It is a true reminder that no matter how much we merry and have fun time, Christmas, just like our lives, they will one day come to an end. And we, while we are still here on this earth, we should give a very good Christmas present to the holy souls in purgatory who are so much need of a present, that is, our prayers. We hope that on this Christmas, as many poor souls in purgatory as possible can have a true and the most jolly Christmas ever when they are delivered from their prison and they can go back to heaven, which they should go, and are waited by Holy Mary. In these last days, we have heard lots of sad news. Many people have been killed in the violent acts around the world. But let us not let this sad news to take us down. We might still have a jolly and merry Christmas because we have been given the present, which is the most important, that Christ will be born and our sins will be forgiven. Christ was truly born to save us, to deliver us from sin. God Almighty humbled himself and became a little child in the manger. And this is such a great showing of his love and such a great Christmas gift that certainly we want to give not just to each other, but to the poor souls and to God himself, the very best present we can possibly give, to show kindness and charity to each other, to remember to stay faithful to our religion, and to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. We must never forget the others who are in need, either in material or even greater need, the spiritual, in the purgatory dungeon, waiting for our prayers to deliver them. So this Christmas, children, remember to say your prayers for the poor souls as well, because you don't want other people be in misery while you yourself are having fun, waiting Christ to be born and opening your presents. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.